Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. There you have it. Connor McDavid scored a nasty goal and had a helper in the first period to get the Edmonton Oilers rolling last night in Farrell, Alberta. And Stu Skinner stopped 34 shots. For the hometown club, the Oilers capped the run to the Stanley Cup final by beating the Dallas Stars 2-1. Zach Hyman also scored on a first period power play, and Evan Bouchard had 2 assists for the Oilers. They win the Western Conference final in 6 games and will play for the Cup for the first time since 2006. They're headed to Florida for game 1 of the Stanley Cup final Saturday in the Everglades near the Sawgrass at sunrise. The series is opening at the Panthers rink game 1. They got the home ice. A long journey in between these two places. Over 2,500 miles back and forth from Edmonton to South FLA. In fact, it's the longest distance between final opponents in NHL history. McDavid said, when the horn went off, that's the loudest I ever heard it in here. Everybody was going off. The Oiler fans were chanting, we want the cup. They were going crazy, 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 crazy. Special place to play, McDavid said. Honestly, so much history. And these fans, it was great to hear their support. So Mason Marchment scored with about 10 minutes left in the game, and Jake Ottinger stopped 8 shots for the Stars, who finished the regular season with the second-best record in the league with 113 points, 1 point behind the Rangers for the President's Trophy. But the Stars let a 2-1 lead in the conference final slip through their fingers. Dallas scored 5 goals in Game 3 to take the series lead when they were down 2-0 in that game. But they managed 4 goals total in the next 3 games. Jamie Benn said, quote, I probably argue that was our best game of the series. It just didn't go our way. So Ottinger was pulled off the ice for the empty net with about 2:20 to go, but the Stars got only 2 shots the rest of the way. They were desperate, and they tried to extend the series. It fell short. Pete DeBoer, their coach, said, quote, proud of our group, proud of our fight, proud of our battle. You're just gutted. They did leave everything out there. We should be going to play a Game 7, but we're not. You got to give Edmonton credit. Their power play was particularly strong over the last couple of games. It was good. Their goaltender was good. It's fine lines that you get to this point of the year, and they were on the right side of it. It's tough to swallow. Edmonton has done something extraordinary. They made the title series after finding itself 10 points out of a playoff spot during the regular season. If you go back to the games, like on November 24th, they were 5-12-1, 10 points back of Seattle and St. Louis for the final wild card in the West, and 19 points behind Vegas for the top spot in the conference. Forget about all that. Now they're in the Stanley Cup Finals. So they'd had about enough. They got rid of Coach Jay Woodcroft. They brought in a guy nobody's ever heard of, at least most hockey fans. In the minors, they knew him, Chris Knobloch. They went on an 8-game winning streak and started to climb out of the cellar. Starting with that win streak, the Oilers, who had a 16-game winning streak, not long after the 8-game run, they were the best team in the NHL for the rest of the regular season. They were 44-15-5 the rest of the way, leading the league in goals. They had 239 goals and goal differential, plus 76 in that span, which means they had 76 more goals than everybody else. Now, they take on a Panthers team Saturday night. Of course, the Oilers didn't touch the conference championship trophy in the postgame celebration with all that superstition and everything. Mattias Ekholm said, "We're not done here. This is just one step in the right direction for us." The Oilers, the third team in NHL history to make the final after being 10 points or more out of a playoff spot. The others were Toronto back in 58-59. Yeah, 1958-59. And the St. Louis Blues in 2018-2019. The Blues won the cup that season. The Oilers only had 3 shots in the first period of Game 6 Sunday night, but 2 of them went in. McDavid's goal was sick. He scored on just a incredible move, skating through traffic and then going up top high on Ottinger for a 1-0 lead. Skinner said, "Connor McDavid doing Connor McDavid things." Draisaitl said, "There's one player in the world that can make things like that happen, and it's McDavid." Then McDavid found Hyman in the slot for another power play score late in the first period. The shots at that point were 6-3 Dallas, but the score was 2-0 Edmonton, and the Oilers were off and running. They finished with only 10 shots on goal, the fewest by a team in a playoff win since 1990. The guy, Ottinger, only had to make 8 saves. That's crazy. McDavid said, "We hung in there. We got it done. Everyone deserves it. It's as simple as that." So think about this. On 6 previous chances since Montreal became the country's last Stanley Cup winner back in 1993 when they beat the Kings, Canadian NHL teams have challenged for the trophy in the Cup final and have been denied each time. The drought has gone on for so long that Winnipeg has both lost and regained its NHL franchise since Canada last celebrated a cup. You know, the Oilers have won 5 cups since joining the NHL in the WHA merger in 1979, but have none in the last 34 years. This latest visit to the championship final comes 9 years after McDavid was drafted, and he was first overall in 2015. And so here they are. And what about Florida? The Panthers joined the league in the 93-94 season and has twice made it to the Cup final, but they've never won it. Like I said, they lost to Vegas last year. It's like the Oilers were playing on their heels all night. Draisaitl took a delay of game penalty for shooting the puck over the glass at 4.5 into the period. Edmonton, though, was incredible defensively. 28 straight penalty kills in the playoffs. That is crazy. Also crazy, Edmonton got outshot 35-10 in Game 6. So what about the Cup Final? The Edmonton power play is going to be the focal point. In the playoffs so far, Maurice's Panthers have killed off 88% of the penalties that they've taken, second only to Edmonton in the playoffs. So what about that drought? The last 6 Canadian teams to try and fail to end the country's cup drought were Vancouver in 94. And they, remember, twice they've gone. Calgary in 04, Edmonton in 06, Ottawa in 07, Canucks, there they are again in 2011 when they lost to Boston and like set their town on fire. Remember when they set fires in Vancouver after they lost? And then Montreal lost again in 2021. I don't know if you saw the Pete DeBoer post-game press conference, but you could literally hear the echoes and cheers of Oilers fans throughout the hall, all the way into the press room, chanting for the cup to come back to Edmonton. We want the cup. We want the cup. We want the cup. You could hear it, plain as day. By the way, that was the worst shot differential, minus 25, ever by a team in a game to clinch a berth to the Stanley Cup Finals. But it doesn't matter, because they won, and now they move on to play the Panthers. Make sure you check out PharrellOnTheBench.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.